You know, you see, we were talking about, again, this morning with breast cancer, hormonal therapy, et cetera. Can you kind of explain in a way that I can understand it, which is seemingly very complex issues with so-called adverse cytogenetics? What are they, and how do they change the way you might approach a patient?
Typically, when they do bone marrow biopsy in a patient, all your hematologic malignancy patients will need a bone marrow biopsy. The bone marrow is the factory for all blood cells. And they will do cytogenetics on those samples. And there are certain cytogenetic risk factors that they find. Patients have a more aggressive disease with multiple myeloma. P17 is probably the most aggressive, aberrant cytogenetic risk factors. And you may want to tailor your medications based on that, because you would anticipate that certain people will have more aggressive disease than not, and you would tailor your therapy with that in mind as well.